Welcome to this deep dive into a 2017 report from the South African Department of Environmental Affairs. So, our mission today is to explore how a developing nation tackles this, like, massive dual challenge.
Right.
You know, fiercely protecting its mind-boggling natural biodiversity while urgently trying to create jobs.
Right, yeah. Growing its economy at the exact same time. It's a huge task.
It really is. I mean, when you think of South Africa, you probably just picture lions and elephants on a savanna. But secretly, it's an absolute ecological superpower.
Oh, absolutely.
It ranks as the third most biodiverse country on the planet, just behind Indonesia and Brazil.
It's a staggering reality, and, you know, it completely changes the scale of what the government actually has to manage. We aren't just talking about fencing off a few national parks here.
Right.
We're talking about managing a vast, complex living asset that spans the entire nation.
Yeah, and okay, let's unpack this. Because to really grasp the sheer density of this asset, you just have to look at the Fynbos biome. It covers a tiny, like, 0.04% of the Earth's surface, but it constitutes an entire floral kingdom on its own.
Wow, just 0.04%.
Yeah, it's basically like looking at a microscopic city. You know, you have this tiny geographical footprint containing a whole universe of life.
That is wild. And well, what's fascinating here is that this ecological wealth, it isn't just about aesthetics, right? It has a massive literal dollar value.
Exactly. Which brings us to how South Africa calculates its ecological infrastructure. Like, wetlands make up only 2.4% of South Africa's surface, yet they save the government hundreds of millions of rands.
But wait, how does a swamp save that much money?
Well, the plant roots and soils act as massive natural filtration systems. They trap sediment, absorb pollutants. If those wetlands vanish, the government has to spend an absolute fortune building artificial water treatment plants to do the exact same job.
Right, so nature is literally doing the heavy lifting. And the flip side is just as dramatic. Like, invasive alien plants actively cost the country 6.5 billion rand annually.
That is insane.
Yeah, in lost ecosystem services. Because by putting a price tag on these services, the DEA basically shifts conservation from, you know, a charity project to a strict economic necessity.
So because conservation is an economic necessity, the government directly uses environmental protection to solve its biggest human crisis,
yeah,
which is unemployment.
Exactly. They've mobilized what they call the green economy. So instead of just bringing in massive machines to fix these ecological problems, they're designing initiatives where protecting the environment requires intensive manpower.
Like the Working for the Coast program, right?
Yes. Or Operation Fakisa, which is a big one. It aims to unlock 177 billion rand and create 1 million jobs specifically from the oceans economy, plus other programs like youth jobs and waste.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though. The report explicitly calls waste a, quote, renewable resource, noting that recycling contributes up to 50 billion rand to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to push back here. Does this mean trash is basically the new gold rush? I mean, processing trash into usable materials requires immense energy, complex logistics, expensive facilities. Is the math actually working out, or is this just optimistic branding to make garbage look good?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it is a massive logistical hurdle. But the math is driven by pure necessity. South Africa's National Development Plan aims to create 5 million jobs by 2030.
Wow, 5 million.
Yeah, and they mathematically cannot hit that target through traditional manufacturing or mining alone. They are forced to turn waste collection and processing into core industrial pillars.
So they basically have no choice.
Exactly. It might be energy intensive, but the alternative, leaving millions unemployed while landfills overflow, is economically catastrophic.
That makes total sense. So why should you, the listener, care about a 2017 environmental report from South Africa? Because this completely flips the traditional script.
It really does.
We are so often taught that environmental protection and economic growth are opposing forces, that you have to sacrifice the environment to grow industry. But this deep dive proves they can be exactly the same engine.
Right. It forces us to stop treating nature as something separate from the economy. The environment isn't in the way of the economy. It is the foundation of it.
Which leaves you with a final thought to mull over today. If natural assets, like a simple wetland, can save a country hundreds of millions in hard infrastructure costs, should we fundamentally change how we calculate a nation's GDP to include the financial value of raw nature?